there was still an important change to happen, that a person like Dave, in this case, who's serving as director, not to see him as power, but to see him as a resource. So when you're bringing him in as a director, you could say, are we giving him control over us, or are we allowing him into our group to use the gifts, knowledge, experience that he has for the good of all? And it's such a different view. Is it power or is it resource that he's contributing?
I would say that from an actor's point of view, it has to be a little bit of both. Because when you submit yourself to a director, which is what I had to do when I first worked with Dave, I had those same types of issues to deal with. This is a black play that was Raisin in the Sun. I'm a person who saw Raisin in the Sun on television and lived it that era as a little child. So you had to deal with, what is this young white guy going to tell me about, you know, life in the 50s or the 60s? What can he tell me? What I said to Dave when he did choose me for the part was, do what you want with me. You know, I'm putty in your hands. So a very real perspective in terms of just the art itself. When you have a director, you submit yourself to his vision. And having Dave in a position like this, I mean, we could talk more and more about the wonders of Dave. But he's so open. He has such talent and insight that there is a comfort in doing just that, in submitting to what he wants to bring out of you in even these situations, which are just really stories being told. He's just wonderful to work with. And all of that forgiveness and all of that openness, that all melts away when you work with him.
I don't disagree at all with the assessment of David's talent, but those words and the spirit of it comes from Amanda. And that is the beauty of a company and how all of the gifts work together.
What I want to comment on that is when it does come to the art, I think a lot of the misconception that people have, and even people who are directing and acting have, is that the director is in charge and, you know, you must submit to it. And I think that's bad direction. I think that's bad direction on stage, in art, and in life. I always thank my actors for trusting me because I'm the outside eye and you can't really see what you're doing on stage when you're acting. And that's what the director is for, is to make sure that you can be the best, that the story is being told clearly. A lot of ego and all that can get in there, but that's the director's function. And if I wasn't telling Amanda's story clearly, then I would be failing at my job.
I want to talk about submission. I'm glad Vanessa brought it up, because we, especially U.S. people, think about submission as wrong, in part because we have this heritage of the Declaration of Independence. But, you know, when you enter a marriage and a director-playwright relationship, which is what I have with Dave, and I also have a director-actor relationship with him, and they are different, but you are entering a relationship where you're going to submit to each other. But submitting to something bigger than yourself, than your own personal preference, to something that the group can see as a whole, that maybe you will come into later, is a good thing. For example, in Sister Friend, Deborah Billups, who's not on this phone call, but who's a fabulous contralto jazz stylist and actress, and Vanessa Ballard, who's on this phone call and who's a wonderful, amazing soprano and actor, the two of those ladies have a really strong background in music, and they put the prologue, which is a poem that I wrote, to music. And they changed some of the, not the words, but they repeated some things, and, you know, and they basically had at it. And they called me on the road because I was somewhere, and they said, okay, listen to this. And then I was like, oh, okay, that sounds good. Let me talk to Dave. And I was like, Dave, what are they doing to my poem? I mean, I was like, my stomach was all like, you know, like it sounded good, but it wasn't what I thought. Dave was like, okay, uh-huh. He said, okay, what I hear is that you feel excluded. And he started giving me all this feedback, right? And so ultimately, I'm the playwright. I'm the producer. So I could have said, guys, that sounded great, but no. But I didn't. I had the power to do that. But that would have been a choice coming out of fear. I guess I'm just elaborating and say, I think what Vanessa said, was really true. And there still is power in the operation. There still is a producer. There's a director. There's an actor. You have different functions. And if a director says, move stage left, and I really need you to get to the breaking point, you can collaborate all you want. And ultimately, you gave him this job. That's what you're going to go for.
Even though